Because I would think a slave is, the whole concept of a slave is more than just being the concept of a man. And it is, every man is not a slave. We agree. So the Spirit of God wants to highlight the real depth of the step and to ask us to think of Christ. And then he says, I want you to think like Christ. I want you to have that mind of a slave. Beloved, that's really what God wants us to be. All of us. On the same level. You ever hear a slave say, I hired a new Lord than me? We're on the same level. And we are to manifest the same submission and cooperative spirit to the mind of God.
In some ways, the form of God, form of a servant, is the size of two cups. He really became a servant. As he was true God in all his attributes, as he veiled his glory, and we are seeing humanity, but it couldn't be him. You saw this deity shone out in spite of at times, you know, it was behind the scenes, if I use that term, or veiled, right word, veiled in humanity. It couldn't be hid. Okay? It is seen. When you read the Gospel of John, you find it's that the glory of it is shining through. But in all of this, realize in Mark's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 45, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give my life a ransom for many. Imagine, the one who is serving us should be served. And he's saying, this mind needs to be in me, because first I saw it in Christ. This one who is this glorious, magnificent, altogether lovely one, is now serving me and stooping down and washing my feet. Peter said, Lord, not my feet only. You shall not wash my feet. When the Lord explained to him, you want to hold back. The fact is when you see him in the likeness of a man, we are seeing something that can be changed. But one thing that cannot be changed is his deity. When he was beaten out of, in a way, his face was marred more than any other man, more than the sons of men. You know, they said to him, you're not even self 50 years old. The outward appearance can change, but his inward person cannot change. Cannot change at all. He remains the same. This is the truth that is coming out also. That he was really a man. He got tired. But God can't get tired. He slept. God neither slumber nor sleeps. He remains what he is. So you're seeing the two sides of the person of the Christ that cannot be separated anymore. He became something he was never was. He became a man. But he became a servant also. And he went even further.
Just to add, as the servant, he would be taking direction from, if we can say, from his father. As, you know, he came, as Brother Brian mentioned, he became what he was not before. The apostle says, who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? There was no one to counsel with God to say, I want you to do it this way, or I want you to do it that way. Now he was coming into a scene where taking on this servant form and manhood, there will be directions given to him to do certain things according to the mind of God. And that as deity in itself, he did not, as it were, take orders or take direction to do these things. It came out from him because he was God.
So Hebrews 5 verse 8 is very useful. Though he were son, that could never change. That's absolute. That's deity, form of God. But when it comes to learning obedience, that is form of a slave.
Yes.
So you see the two things there. He was still ever the son, but he's also now the slave. And he is taking orders. He's learning. He's, for the first time, here is Jesus Christ. And he is obeying. He is obeying. What a story. The one who commanded and it stood fast. This is something that we need to fill our hearts with worship for the Son of God.
So these are two things that are contrary to our sinful nature. Humility and obedience, which is why we need the mind of Christ, because if the blessed God could humble himself and learn obedience, how much more does the creature need to humble himself and become obedient, especially in the face of the Christ Jesus?
It's really beautiful just to think that the Lord's first words were, "Know ye not that I should be about my Father's business?"
Very good.
The perfect servant, the eternal servant.
Perfect servant. I wouldn't say eternal.
Perfect.
The perfect servant. But yet, the perfect servant. The perfect servant. Yeah, go ahead, servant.
It's
eternity.
I
was to say perfect servant.
He was so forever.
Yes. I said,
and he was sitting on his service in the millennium. Okay, that's, we catch it all. The thing is that we keep in mind is that Moses had a glimpse of this. You cannot give up this world unless you get a real grasp of this. Moses endured a seeking that is invisible. Give up Egypt. Moses had such a position in next Pharaoh, and Moses turned his back upon Egypt. Why? Because he endures a seeing him that is invisible. It is to look at Christ and to see it. The Lord may bless some of our brothers or sisters here. You may be a CEO of some company. But to be in that position and to be able to serve like the undercover boss. Undercover boss. I tell you, I had a rude awakening when my wife said to me, "Brian, I would like you to look at the show, The Undercover Boss." If he comes and the boss was serving and he says, "Imagine my employee fired me. He was doing some trash business," and the man said, "Listen, fella, you can't take on this job. You'll come back tomorrow. You are fired." And the boss brought him to the office and said to him, "You know the man that you fired? That's me." How he served. But there was another boss that was brought to tears when he saw how his employee was working. When he brought her to the office and said to her, "Listen, I know you was, you said you're homeless, you have a children." He bought a 4-bedroom house for her. She fainted away, fell off her chair. Listen here. Our boss, I'm saying this reverently,
sir,
the Son of God came and served us. And I tell you, it's said, he learned obedience. You know what obedience is? Doing the will of another. Not my will, but thy will be done. So I give up. He had a will. He had a body, he had a soul, he had a spirit, just like a man. But his will was completely surrendered. So obedient unto death. It was real humility for God to become a man. But to become a servant, and then obedient. And it went even further. So when it comes, when it calls for obedience to God's word, it means I am doing the will of God. I abandon my will. And says, Lord, thy will be done. And we find this in perfect expression in the Psalms.